Rock, paper, scissors. From Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Rock, paper, scissors, also known in Japan as Jenkin, is a hand game most often played by children. It is often used as a selection method in a similar way to coin flipping, odd or even, throwing dice, or drawing straws to randomly select a person for some purpose. Though unlike truly random selections, it can be played with skill if the game extends over many sessions, because one can often recognize and exploit the non-random behavior of an opponent. Various sports may use rock, paper, scissors to determine which team gets the opening play, rather than a coin toss. Similarly, uncertain calls, or even the whole game in case of rain, may be decided by the game. It is often used as a method for creating appropriately non-biased random results in live-action role-playing games, as it requires no equipment. Gameplay. The players count together, 1, 2, break, or 1, 2, 3, shoot, or 1, 2, 3, or once, twice, thrice, shoot, or rock, paper, scissors, shoot, or rock, paper, scissors, or scissors, paper, stone, or zim, zam, z, or scissors, paper, rock, or row, sham, bow, while simultaneously bouncing their fists. On shoot, go, or scissors, the players simultaneously change their fist into any of three objects. Rock, a clenched fist. Paper, all fingers extended, palm facing downwards, upwards, or sideways. Scissors, forefinger and middle finger extended and separated into a V shape. The object is to defeat the opponent by selecting a weapon which defeats their choice under the following rules. 1. Rock smashes, or breaks or blunts, scissors. Rock wins. 2. Scissors cut paper. Scissors win. 3. Paper covers rock. Paper wins. If players choose the same weapon, the game is a tie and is played again. Typically, the game is played in a best 2 out of 3 match. Japanese gameplay. While in essence the same game, the Japanese version, known as Jenkin, varies slightly. Clenched fist is called gu. Flat hand is called pa. Two-fingered V-shape is called choki. The game begins with both players simultaneously saying the phrase sashu wa gu, meaning first is fist, and extending a gu hand to signal the start of the exchange. Then both players slowly pull back their hands while saying jan ken. And then on the word poi or pon, the final word varies by region, throw either gu, pa, or choki. The relationships between the three possible throws are the same as in most other versions of the game in other parts of the world. Should both players make the same throw, the players say eiko desho, meaning it's a tie, or on desho, make another throw. This can be repeated for unlimited ties, should they occur in sequence. General strategies. Strategy between human players obviously involves using psychology to attempt to predict or influence opponent behavior. It is considered acceptable to use deceptive speech, e.g., good old rock, nothing beats rock, a quote from The Simpsons, or, nah, rock flies right through paper, a quote from Seinfeld, to influence one's opponent. Mathematically optimal play, according to game theory, is a simple matter of selecting randomly, and so the game may be considered trivial in that sense when played in a way that eliminates psychology, as with a computer program that does not take into account previous throws. But optimal in this sense means only incapable of being defeated more than expected by chance, while it does not imply that the random strategy is best at taking advantage of a suboptimal opponent. In fact, if the opponent is human or a non-random program, it is almost certain that he plays suboptimally and that a modified strategy can exploit that weakness. This is easily demonstrated by Rashombat, a computer program that easily defeats some human players, as does its author Perry Friedman, who won an $800 competition against 7 opponents including former world poker champion Phil Hellmuth in August 2001. Poker player Darce Billings of the University of Alberta organizes a computer rock-paper-scissors competition to explore these possibilities and their application to computer gameplay in other fields, notably poker, in which exploiting an opponent's non-random behavior is an important part of strategy. One high-profile strategic opinion came in 2005 from Alice McLean, age 11. When rival auction houses Christie's and Sotheby's agreed to play rock-paper-scissors to determine the rights to a highly valuable art collection, McLean's father Nicholas, a Christie's employee, asked her for advice. As later told to reporters, her strategy was summed up thus. "Everybody knows you always start with scissors. Rock is way too obvious, and scissors beats paper. Christie's won with scissors." In order to prevent the unconscious forming of patterns after many hours of competition, and to combat many psychological techniques used in competitive play, a professional player may employ the use of gambits. A gambit is a predetermined series of throws. Gambits may be used in an attempt to conceal or minimize tells. A serious combatant may practice a gambit thousands of times, until the mind has only to name the series of throws and muscle memory takes care of the rest. Much as a great martial artist or dancer will practice the same techniques until their conscious, higher minds are not needed, and rather it is the lower, unconscious mind which takes control. Mathematically, there are 27 possible gambits. While local names may vary, there are 10 internationally recognized and labeled gambits. The Avalanche, rock, rock, rock. The Bureaucrat, paper, paper, paper. The Toolbox, scissors, scissors, scissors. The Crescendo, paper, scissors, rock. The Denouement, rock, scissors, paper. Fistful of Dollars, rock, paper, paper. Paper Dolls, scissors, paper, paper. Scissors Sandwich, paper, scissors, paper. The Dynasty, rock, rock, scissors. The Bail Lift, rock, paper, rock. Gambit RPS Strategy. Building on the ideas of gambit play, a structured variant of the standard game can be played where both players choose a predetermined set of 3 throws each and play them against one another without changing throws mid-game. Once the throws are exchanged, the player winning more throws out of 3 wins. Typically, 9 3-throw sets are played to determine a match winner. Should players tie, the set is considered draw and the match would continue. The 3-throw sets can also be called runs. This variant, called PRPS or Professional RPS, can offer more strategic ideas for both players, since the player winning the first throw or their 3-throw set can gain significant advantage over the opponent for that set. When a player leads after the first throw, there will always be 6 winning outcomes: 1 plus 3 result, 2 plus 2 results, and 3 plus 1 results. 2 drawing results and only 1 losing result. Taking the classic run, RPS, the player would win the first throw against any run by the opponent that started with scissors. Here there would be 1 plus 3 result, versus SRP, where the RPS run defeats all the opposing throws. 2 plus 2 results, versus SPP and SRS. 3 plus 1 results, SSP, SRR, SPS. 2 drawing results, SPR and SSS, and only one losing result versus SSR. This pattern holds true for all runs where one opponent takes the advantage after the initial throw and gives that player around an 89% chance of either winning or drawing, but not losing the set. Players may develop further strategies by noticing which type of runs their opponents are known to play. The 27 three-row runs can be classified as heavy, mixed, or straight runs, depending on the number of instances a throw is included in the run. A heavy run is one that utilizes two of any given throws in its run, such as RRP and SPS, each of which has two of the same throw and one non-matching throw. They are the most common run with 18 configurations. A mixed run is one that uses three different throws in the run without repeating any of them, such as RPS or PRS. They are the next largest category with six configurations. Straight runs, also called exclusive, are the final category with only three configurations where the player simply chooses one throw and repeats it three times, RRR, PPP, and SSS. The different run types interact with each other in very specific ways, and knowing how they will interact can allow players to force definitive outcomes. A mixed run versus a straight run will always result in a draw. For example, RPS against RRR, PPP, or SSS are all drawn sets. However, a mixed run versus a heavy run will always result in one player winning. To demonstrate this, pick a mixed run and have someone use any of the heavy runs against it. One player will win, but the players will never draw. Taking a straight run versus a heavy run will also never result in a drawn set, nor will taking any type of run against another of the same run. Cheating. One of the first tricks learned by a rock-paper-scissors novice is to hold back a throw of paper until the last possible moment to dupe an opponent into believing that one may actually be throwing a rock. Both paper and scissors have this ability. However, unless one is employing a double-back strategy, cloaking a paper throw is likely to draw an instinctive paper from one's opponent. The opening ritual before the actual throws are made, 1-2-3 shoot, or rock, paper, scissors, shoot, called priming, is intended to get both players in sync so as to ensure simultaneous delivery of throws. This can be used to an advantage when two players are meeting for the first time, since it is often unclear as to what the priming speed will be. The tendency is to default the priming speed of the faster player. This allows the faster priming player the luxury of dictating the flow of play and causes their opponent to dedicate more energy to catching the prime rather than concentrating on delivering an effective throw. A common variation on the opening ritual is to have both players hold their hands behind their backs and reveal their already formed throw after the count of three. The intention is to prevent any sort of timing-based cheating. This is often seen among live-action role players. Among children and immature adults, the bomb, thrown the same as a rock except with a thumb sticking straight up rather than hidden, is employed as a desperate attempt to thwart one's opponent. Needless to say, this maneuver is illegal, and those who employ this tactic are scorned for cheating. However, it could be assumed that scissors could beat bomb in the sense of cutting the fuse. Other variants of this include the finger, volcano, fire, gun, squirrel, and the flag and try, the latter being an automatic win. However, in certain live-action role-playing games, the bomb is a legal move used in particular situations, such as the ultimate level of a skill. Retribution can be accomplished after a failed throw by punching, slapping, or poking your opponent, depending on the move in hand. Variations. There are many different variations of rock, paper, scissors, which range from simple changes in the names of the objects to increasing the number of players or objects. While interesting, most rule variations suffer from one problem or another, making them less interesting games. Versions of this game are also observed in many different cultures. It is usually known by direct translations of rock, paper, scissors, although some cultures have slightly different names representing different objects. Minor variation is also observed in the standard game play. Another variation is known as RPS25 from UMOP.com, which is an extreme version of the classic game with 25 different gestures instead of just 3. The additions are gun, dynamite, nuke, devil, dragon, alien, water, bowl, air, moon, sponge, wolf, cockroach, tree, man, woman, monkey, snake, axe, fire, and sun. There is a very complex set of relationships between these gestures, which almost require a chart to play. Simpler variations include RPS7, RPS9, RPS11, and RPS15. A very popular variation is rock, paper, scissors, slap. Two people are locked in a perpetual handshake. When person A wins, person A turns the hands so person B's hand is facing up. Person A then slaps person B's hand. Multiplayer RPS. When playing with more than two people, all players throw simultaneously. If all three objects are displayed, there is no winner and the game is repeated with all players. If only two symbols are displayed, e.g., half of the players through paper and half through scissors, the players showing the losing object are out of the game, and it is repeated with the remaining players until only one winner remains. This is a common method of selecting a starting player among devotees of German-style board games. Extreme RPS. Extreme RPS uses the same rules as regular RPS, except the losing weapon is used to attack the losing player. If you pick rock and lose to paper, you get a slap on the upper arm. If you pick paper and lose to scissors, you receive a stinger on the inside of the elbow where the veins usually come to the surface. A stinger is when you slap with the index and middle fingers. If you pick scissors and lose to rock, you get a punch in the upper arm. Math and non-transitivity. Rock, paper, scissors is also often used as an example of the mathematical concept of non-transitivity. A transitive relation R is one for which A R B and B R C implies A R C. A reflexive, anti-symmetric, and transitive relation on a set is known as partial ordering, from which notions of greater and less follow. A game option which is greater than another is closer to being optimal, but such a notion does not exist in rock, paper, scissors, the relation used to determine which throws defeat, which is non-transitive. Rock defeats scissors, and scissors defeat paper. But rock loses to paper. In fact, rock, paper, scissors could be called anti-transitive, because if A strictly defeats B and B strictly defeats C, A necessarily loses against C. History. Rock, paper, scissors was invented by the Japanese. There is no record of rock, paper, scissors in the West before there was direct contact with Asia. The Chinese and Koreans use cloth along with rock and scissors, where the Japanese have adopted paper. Pop culture trivia. Because of its widespread use by children and adults, rock, paper, scissors has received substantial references in popular culture. Seinfeld, The Simpsons, and That 70s Show all poke fun at particular characters' incompetence at understanding the game rules. In other shows, mischievous characters are often able to win the game by deploying new objects which beat all the others and are subsequently able to convince their slow-witted competitor that deploying the new object is a legitimate move. In video games, intransitive relationships like rock, paper, scissors often appear either in strategy choices or in weapons abilities. Rock is dead. Long live paper and scissors. Is a popular t-shirt among young people wishing to express disdain for the lack of quality rock music available. Or they may just be smart alecks. Federal case. In 2006, federal judge Gregory Presnell from the Middle District of Florida ordered opposing sides in a lengthy court case to settle a trivial but lengthily debated point over the appropriate place for a deposition using a game of rock, paper, scissors. He ruled the following in Avista Management v. Wausau Underwriters. Upon consideration of the motion, the latest in a series of Gordian knots that the parties have been unable to untangle without enlisting the assistance of the federal courts, it is ordered that said motion is denied. Instead, the court will fashion a new form of alternative dispute resolution, to wit, at 4 p.m. on Friday, June 30, 2006, counsel shall convene at a neutral site agreeable to both parties. If counsel cannot agree on a neutral site, they shall meet on the front steps of the Sam M. Gibbons U.S. Courthouse, 801 North Florida Avenue, Tampa, Florida, 33602. Each lawyer shall be entitled to be accompanied by one paralegal who shall act as an attendant and witness. At that time and location, counsel shall engage in one game of rock, paper, scissors. The winner of this engagement shall be entitled to select the location for the 30B6 deposition to be held somewhere in Hillsborough County during the period of July 11th through the 12th, 2006. Evolutionary strategy. Biologist Barry Sinervo of the University of California, Santa Cruz, has discovered a rock-paper-scissors evolutionary strategy in the mating behavior of the side-blotched lizard, species Uta stansburiana. Males have either orange, blue, or yellow throats, and each type follows a fixed, hereditable mating strategy. Orange-throated males are strongest and do not form strong pair bonds. Instead, they fight orange-throated males for their females. Yellow-throated males, however, manage to snatch females away from them for mating. Yellow-throated males are smallest, and their correlation mimics females. Under this disguise, they can approach orange-throated males, but not the stronger bonding blue-throated specimens, and mate while the orange throats are engaged in fights. Blue-throated males are middle-sized and form strong pair bonds. While they are outcompeted by orange-throated males, they can defend against yellow-throated ones. The proportion of each male type in a population is similar in the long run, but fluctuates heavily in the short term. For periods of 4 to 5 years, one strategy predominates, after which declines in frequency as the strategy that manages to exploit its weaknesses increases. This corresponds to the stable pattern of the game in the replicator dynamics, where the dynamical system follows closed orbits around the mixed strategy Nash equilibrium. Tournaments. WRPS-sanctioned tournaments. Starting in 2002, the World Rock, Paper, Scissors Society, WRPS, standardized a set of rules for international play and has overseen annual international world championships. These open competitive championships have been widely attended by players from around the world and have attracted widespread international media attention. WRPS events are noted for their large cash prizes, elaborate staging, and colorful competitors. In 2004, the championships were broadcast on the U.S. television network Fox Sportsnet. World Championship results since 2002. In 2002, Pete Lovering won the gold, Mo Assom won the silver, Dave Ferris won the bronze. In 2003, Rob Kruger won the gold, Mark Rugo won the silver, Patrick Mary won the bronze. In 2004, Lee Ramage won the gold, Heather Burrell won the silver, Chris Bergeron won the bronze. In 2005, Andrew Bergel won the gold, Stan Long won the silver, and Stuart Waldman won the bronze. Tour events. In addition to the International World Championships, the WRPS also endorses or sanctions a year-round series of tournaments worldwide. Endorsed tournaments agree to abide by the WRPS Standardized International Rules of Play and Code of Conduct, while sanctioned tournaments will net the winner a trip to compete at the International World Championships. Some of the major events of this tour include Rochambeau Winery RPS Championships, Healdsburg, California, RPS Keystone Classic, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, RPS Philadelphia City League Championship Series, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Rocksdam RPS Charity Tournament, Potsdam, New York, Atlantic Yard Smackdown, Brooklyn, New York, RPS Australian Championships, RPS New Zealand Championships, USARPS Tournaments. In April 2006, the inaugural USA Rock, Paper, Scissors League Championship was held in Las Vegas, Nevada. Following months of regional qualifying tournaments held across the U.S., 257 players were flown to Las Vegas for a single elimination tournament at the House of Blues, where the winner received $50,000. The tournament aired on A&E on June 12, 2006. At the first ever USA Rock, Paper, Scissors League Championship, Drill McGill defeated Fast Twitch Twitchell to win the tournament. Programming competitions. In rock, paper, scissors programming competitions, competitors will play hundreds of rounds in order to give them an opportunity to detect patterns in their opponents, less than optimal play which can be exploited. This sound file and all the text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.